Obviously, Saturday night, Louisiana Tech dropped an overtime game 26-20 at Mississippi State. Coincidentally, the only two overtime games Tech has played on the road have been at SEC stadiums, 2001 at Auburn, 2011 at Mississippi State. Of note, Tech held Mississippi State to 3-for-16 on third down conversions, just a 19% success rate. That's the fourth lowest third down conversion rate for any SEC team this season. This week, Louisiana Tech hosts Hawaii. Warriors are 2-2, but they are 0-2 on the road this year. They've lost at Washington and at UNLV. Game will be televised on ESPN Regional. That includes game plan. ESPN3 should also carry it. It'll be simulcast on Cox Sports Television in Louisiana. It'll be on Oceanic Cable in Hawaii. Also MASN and Altitude 2 will be carrying the game, so it'll be available kind of across the country. Trey Bender will call a play-by-play. Jay Taylor will provide analysis. It is our Hall of Fame induction game and ceremony. The ceremony is going to be at 1 o'clock in the Wagner Room of the Thomas Assembly Center. That's open to the public, and anyone that wants to come is more than welcome to, as we're inducting, what, Malcolm, eight people into the Louisiana Tech Hall of Fame, including the dulcet tones of Dave Nitz sit in the back. It's also our Bulldogs... It's our Bulldogs Tackling Breast Cancer game. We're going to have one or two honorary captains that are breast cancer survivors. They'll be on the field for the coin toss. It's also our annual Redout game. Fans are encouraged to wear red. Fans can support both by purchasing the Bulldogs Tackling Breast Cancer shirts that are red, available several locations throughout town. I think the Doghouse is selling them. I believe Alumni House has them. The Beehive is selling them as well. So there's a couple places around town. I think it's $15 for a short sleeve, $20 for a long sleeve, and all proceeds from the shirts go to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. Also, the first 2,000 fans through the West Side Gates will receive a free breast cancer awareness rally towel. I believe that's provided by the Northern Louisiana Medical Center. And also of note, today is Kristen Rogers' birthday, so happy birthday to our staff member. With that, we'll turn it over to Coach Dykes.
Well, kind of similar to last week. Lost a little bit of a heartbreaker. Kids played hard. I thought we played well. You know, thought going into the game that we matched up pretty well against them. I think that's, you know, as we said last week, I think college football is so much about matchups, and felt like that was a pretty good matchup for us. And felt like going in we'd have an excellent chance to compete hard and have a chance to win the game if we played well. And we did. We got ourselves into the fourth quarter and had a chance to win the game, and just didn't quite do it. Got the game in overtime and turned it over, and they made a play down the stretch and won the game. Was a tough, physical, hard-fought game. We're a little bit banged up, just like you would expect to play when you play a good football team like Mississippi State. They're a big physical team, and thought our guys really played hard on both sides of the ball and really played physical on both sides of the ball and matched their size advantage. They were a little bit bigger than we were in a lot of places, and I thought we matched it by playing with good pad level and by playing really tough and had a great mindset going into the game. So, disappointed that we weren't able to find a way to win the football game. But, I think anybody that knows anything can see that we're making some progress. And this football team is a good team. And, you know, we're excited to start conference play. We're going to play a really good opponent this week in Hawaii. I think they were the consensus pick to win the league. The quarterback's a special player. Really impressed with what they're doing on defense. I think they're playing hard. I think their linebackers are good players. I think their front's strong, physical, do a good job rushing the passer, hard to move. And then, as I said, offensively, they've obviously, the quarterback is the central figure. They've got four seniors on the offensive line. They're going to be a good group and some speed at wide receiver. Play pretty well on special teams. I think that's the thing, that when you put the tape on with Hawaii, that's the biggest thing that you notice, is they do really play hard. And I think that's a tribute to their coaching staff and Coach McMackin and I think he does a really good job and gets the kids to play hard. And if you play as hard as they do and you've got some talent like they've got, then you've got a chance to be a good football team, and I think they are a good team, and it'll be a challenge for us.
So, I mean, very rarely does a new guy come in and initially take a leadership role, but it looks apparent that Quentin Pat has done that. Just kind of throw what he's doing.
Yeah, the thing that Quentin's done is, Quentin brings a lot of personality to the program, and I think that's something that we need. When I got here, I was a little bit surprised the lack of that. Just for whatever reason, it just didn't seem like that our players were real vocal. And I think Quentin is a vocal guy, and we're trying to get him to continue to do that, to be vocal. And he's got to do it in a positive manner, which I think he's done. Quentin's like a lot of other players on our team. I think he's played well. He's capable of playing a lot better than he has played. He's got to do a better job when he doesn't have the ball in his hands. That's something that's always a bit of a learning curve. Receivers a lot of times think that they need to play hard when they've got the ball and don't have to when they don't. And I think that's where he can make a lot of progress. It's just being more consistent, learning how to play hard without the football, learning how to be physical. And I think he has been a real positive influence on our football team. He's got a lot of passion for playing the game. And I think that's the biggest element that he brings. He wants to be in critical situations. He has a lot of passion, which I think is a positive for our program. Well, I think he just becomes more and more comfortable. I think you put the film on against Southern Miss, and you put the film on last week against Mississippi State, and you can see tremendous growth. I mean, it's just a guy that's playing with more confidence, and his decision-making's gotten much quicker. I think he is, just playing with a tremendous amount of confidence and really doing a lot of good things. I think that just as we said earlier, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of improvement that can take place. I mean, he can... Be a little bit more accurate on his mid-range throws, needs to make a little bit better decisions, and that's what young quarterbacks need to improve on. I mean, that's pretty standard. He's probably ahead of the game as far as his pocket presence goes. He's really good in the pocket, does a good job getting rid of the football, doesn't take a lot of sacks, still can improve in that area, but I think overall, he's improving every week but getting more and more tuned into what we're trying to do offensively and more tuned in with our receivers as well.
Offensively, you seem to move the ball well again. It's another good opponent. Is there things, though, you still need to work on, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. There's, the biggest thing is executing down the stretch. I think that's the thing that we've got to do. We've had opportunities really in all three games to win the game offensively right at the end of the game. And a couple of times we've turned it over. And we've just got to learn to take better care of the football in those critical situations.
It was such an emotional game even to watch. I couldn't imagine coaching or playing. So, I mean, what did you even say to the guys after the game in the locker room?
Well, I told them I was proud of their effort. I think that's the number one job you have as a coach is to get your guys to play hard. And so, that is a huge struggle within itself. And our players are playing hard. I really believe that. I mean, our guys are going out there and competing and they're not afraid of any. They're not afraid of anybody. I mean, we'll go out there and play anybody and play hard, and we feel like we've got a chance to win. I think the biggest thing I told them is I sensed a difference really this week in the Houston game. We were on the road against an SEC opponent, I think our players expected to win. I don't think there was anybody that hoped to win or wished we could win or any of that kind of stuff. I think our guys expected to win, and I feel like that was progress. I didn't really get that sense as much in the Houston game. As I did this week. I think our guys had tremendous confidence, and we've just got to continue to build on it and close these games out when we have opportunities to.
You've never been involved in the first four games going this way, have you, in your career?
The funny thing about it is, again, I've been – all the programs I've been at before, we've had to scrap and fight and everything to win a football game. And I think people – looked at us at Texas Tech and saw us moving the ball and putting up big numbers, and they thought, boy, this is easy. Our guys had to scrap and fight and play hard every single week. And if we didn't, we were going to lose. And so it's kind of the way it is here. I mean, at Arizona, my last year at Arizona, I think we had like six games decided on the last possession of the game. And so maybe more than that, maybe seven. And that's college football when you're someplace where you know, we just don't have better players than everybody does. I mean, our players are as good as anybody's, but we can't just show up, go through the motions, and beat people, you know, by outclassing them with talent. You know, our guys have got to play hard and for, to give us a chance, and they are. And that's why we've had a chance in these games, is because we have played hard. But at the same time, you know, we've got to learn to get it done. I mean, we're here to win football games, and our players are here to win football games. And, you know, we don't take any solace in being, you know, playing well and losing.
After so many close calls, what do you tell your players differently after each one? Does it change? Or does it
you know, not really. Just keep doing what you're doing, improving, and believing in yourself. And you know, the funny thing is, football is like life. It all evens out at some point. You know, right now we haven't gotten the breaks. We've got to do a little bit better job of making some decisions down the stretch. You know, coaching players, everybody, and so that's just part of it. But we've got to, you know, we've got to close them out, and that's our responsibility to figure out a way to do it. And as we talked about before, I mean, we've worked on situations as much as anybody, 2-minute offense and overtime and that kind of thing. And our players were tremendously confident when we got into overtime, felt like they were going to win the game. And I think a lot of that is because we've prepared so much for it and spent so much time working on it. We weren't able to do it, but, you know, it certainly wasn't a lack of confidence.
You talked about improvement from Nick and some other places. Are you seeing any improvement in those in-game situations, although the result?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think so. I mean, the when you play a good, really good football team, the margin of error just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And so the better team you play, the smaller margin of error. And you know, we're getting better. We've just certainly got to improve, though, and get to where we're, you know, we can close those out.
Coach, you guys have been in so many close games with so many top programs. You know, do you feel like that could put you at an advantage heading into conference play?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I think that you know, when you play the level of competition we've played against, you know, I think it prepares you. I really do. I think it first of all, it shows you what you're capable of, and second of all, I think it shows you, you know, how important it is to prepare and how important it is to go out there and play well. And I think it really does prepare you for conference. I mean, you know, if we were sitting here at 4-0 right now, I'd feel real good about it. I'd love it. But if we had played four teams that were not as good as we are, you know, we wouldn't be as well prepared for Hawaii as we're going to be. And I think that gives us an advantage. The thing is, everybody in the WAC plays good non-conference teams. I mean, that's the thing. You look down the schedule, you know, and everybody's played good competition. And so, you know, it's and we're not the only ones that have had trouble closing it out. I know Utah State's, you know, lost a heartbreaker to Auburn and lost a heartbreaker last week to Colorado State. So we're not the only team that's lost some close games. But you know, we've got to improve and make sure that we win those in the future.
How does Hawaii's passing scheme sound any different, say, from Houston? And
you know, it's actually quite a bit different. It's a little bit more run and shoot based. You know, it's like everybody's system. You know, they've taken the run and shoot and they've done some stuff differently, but that's kind of what it bases out of for the most part. And the biggest difference, really, honestly, is the mobility of the quarterback at Hawaii is so good. I mean, he runs around so well. He makes a lot of plays. He likes to play moving around on the pocket probably more than the guy at Houston did. And, you know, a little bit different that way. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you almost want him to just stay in the pocket because when he gets out of the pocket, he makes a lot of plays throwing the ball down the field. The receivers do a good job of staying active and getting open when he scrambles. And, you know, and he's inclined to do that. So we've got to make sure that we continue to cover when he leaves the pocket and that, you know, we're solid in our rush lanes and do a good job of making tackles when he's in the open field.
How are you guys injury-wise? Anybody banged up? Well, I'm sure you're all banged up.
Yeah, you know, we're a little bit banged up right now, but I don't think we're – I think we'll have everybody back. I'll be surprised if we have anybody that doesn't start against Hawaii that started against Mississippi State.
After the game on ESPN, the analysts called you guys the best 1-3 team in the country. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, you know, that and 50 cents will buy you a coat.
How tough is this?
Actually, probably 75 cents nowadays.
How tough is the trip to make when y'all go to Hawaii?
It's tough. Yeah, I mean, it's a... I think they come over a little bit earlier. I think they come over on Wednesday typically, which gives them a little bit more time to get adjusted. You know, I don't know that the trip over was that bad for us. The trip back was horrible. You know, it was just, you know, we got home at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. So it hurts your preparation so much for next week. Just you're trying to play catch-up all week. You know, Hawaii is a tough place to play. They play incredibly well over there. Their guys play fast. I think Greg McMackin knows that this is going to be a big game, and their guys will play hard. I mean, they'll be ready to play. They'll play with the same intensity and speed that they play at home here on the road. And they haven't always done that, but they will Saturday.
Is this the type of game you would like to play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, just because, exactly, because, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon is 8 o'clock in the morning for them. So, yeah, I mean, I'd rather have played it there just because we were playing at 3 a.m. last year, our time, you know. Well, we're going to have to score points. I mean, it's going to be similar to the Houston game in terms of having to score points in order to win the game. You know, we've got to create some plays in the kicking game. We're going to have to take care of the football. I think when you play Hawaii, I think turnovers are always really critical. It seems like that you go back and you look at their history, you know, when they don't turn the ball over, they're very difficult to beat. We're going to have to create turnovers, take care of the ball ourselves, and that, I think, will be a huge impact on the game. We've got to be able to run the football a little bit against them, which again will be hard. They're big up front, pretty physical, but we're going to have to get our running game going.
How is Nick mentally? You know, when he turned it over in overtime, was he still thinking about the pick he threw in regulation? Or
no, he's fine. I mean, he's fine. He's that's a great thing about him. He's got a lot of confidence and realizes that probably the most important aspect of playing quarterback is having a short memory. You got to learn from it, but you can't linger on it, and you've got to just move past it when you make mistakes.
When you look at Nick as a freshman, is he ahead of the curve you set for him, or even set for him?
Yeah, I think so. No, I definitely think he is. I think when you're playing with a young guy that's brand new to the program, they always improve at a little bit faster rate than other people do, just because they are they're learning significantly more, you know, daily as they get exposed. And so, you know, I think he's certainly ahead of the game. His level of play, I think, has been better than all of us expected. You know, and he's just got to continue to improve, and I think he will.
With the way things have gone so far, as frustrating as it's been to get a win this weekend and start off 1-0 in MAC play, how quickly did that change the mood around here?
Yeah, that's the thing is, honestly, the mood around here is not bad. I mean, we all want to win. We all want to win. We all knew our early schedule was going to be difficult. Our kids have bounced back, though. That's the thing that's been most impressive is, you know, we had lost a heartbreaker to Houston, and then we go on the road against a good football team and in a hostile environment. And I think everybody kind of expected us to not play well, and, you know, we showed up, played well. And we'll do the same thing again Saturday.
Just talk a little bit about what Adrian's Cole brought to the team this year, really. Seemed like stepped up physically.
Yeah, Adrian, I think, I think the biggest thing Adrian's done is mature. You know, I think Adrian's always been a good football player, but I think that he is more mature now than he has been. I think his approach to the game is different. You know, he's kind of a microcosm of our team as far as people learning how to do things right off the field and how it carries over on the field and how important that is for your program. Just having discipline and have a discipline off the field, I think, equates to discipline on the field. And that's I think Adrian has grown up in that regard, and I think he is taking better care of himself than he has physically in the past, and I think it's showing up in his play.
Anything else?
All right. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.